This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
But we have to stop our jobs from being stolen from us. We have to stop our companies from leaving.
I call it trumped up. Trickle down, because that's exactly what it would be.
Our country is suffering because people like Secretary Clinton have made such bad decisions in terms of our jobs and in terms of what's going on.
At the end of this evening, I'm going to be blamed for everything that's ever happened.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah, why not?
I will release my tax returns against my lawyer's wishes. When she releases her 33,000 emails that have been deleted, as soon as she releases them, I will release my tax returns.
Why won't he release his tax returns? And I think there may be a couple of reasons. First, maybe he's not as rich as he says he is. Second, maybe he's not as charitable as he claims to be.
We have gangs roaming the street, and in many cases, they're illegally here, illegal immigrants, and they have guns, and they shoot people. And we have to be very strong, and we have to bring back law and order. Now, whether or not in a place like Chicago you do stop and frisk, which worked very well, Mayor Giuliani is here, it worked very well in New York.
And it's just a fact that if you're a young African-American man, and you do the same thing as a young white man, you are more likely to be arrested, charged, convicted, and incarcerated.
I think that I've developed very, very good relationships over the last little while with the African American community.
But remember, Donald started his career back in 1973 being sued by the Justice Department for racial discrimination.
You look at the Middle East, it's a total mess. Under your direction to a large extent, I think my strongest asset, maybe by far, is my temperament. Hillary has experience. But it's bad experience.
I hope the people out there understand this election's really up to you. It's not about us so much as it is about you and your families and the kind of country and future you want.
Well, it kind of, sums it up there. You know, again, we run into the believable problem. You know, the words are there, but little to back it up. And, I thought what Donald Trump was very effective in attaching to Hillary is that she's been doing this for 30 years. If she hadn't done it before, why is she going to do it now? How can we, trust her to, turn the page here and do something that really is for us? I mean, she says, hey, it's not about them. But yet her career is loaded with a lot of narcissistic choices and decisions that seem to be self-serving. I mean, if anything, she reintroduces the whole idea of term limits. This might be in one sense, if she's elected president, then she would be termed out, once and for all, I guess. But, the pundits, as far as the mainstream media, no big surprise. They say, Clinton won the debate. I'm not sure about that, but that's just what I am sure of is that the mainstream media is in the tank. Of course, they're going to say that, she won. I think, Donald Trump had his moments. And as we talked about earlier, he's going to learn from this. And, and Hillary is a formidable debater. She proved that. She was very well prepared. Newer stuff, and which was no surprise. We expected that. But like in anything, it's like, well, how did you come across? How did you relate and connect? And, that is the important understanding there. And did she move anybody toward her or away from her? Did Donald Trump move anybody to his side of the column? Did he turn anybody off? But I think for the most part, you know, he did a fairly good job. And for those that thought that he was going to absolutely implode, or that Hillary Clinton was going to, you know, all of a sudden, you know, fall over and collapse from her illness, that didn't happen. So we live for another day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. We've got a real treat for you this hour, and we want to get into this right away with Jonathan Cahn, his latest book, The Book of Mysteries. Yes, Rabbi Cahn was the one who caused a national and international stir with his New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger, the ancient mystery that holds of America's future. He's been called the prophetic voice of this generation, has addressed members of Congress and the United Nations. He leads the Jerusalem Center Beth Israel in Wayne, New Jersey, and is president of Hope of the World and Outreach to Peoples Throughout the World. As I mentioned, his latest book, The Book of Mysteries. But before we open the pages to the mysteries of this new book, Jonathan, first, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. It's always good to be talking to you. How you doing?
Great. Oh, and always great to be with you, Bill. Always.
Very quickly, Jonathan, I want to give you a chance just to kind of remind people of the Harbinger, warnings that you brought to note, and where we are in those warnings. Because I know some people have been a little critical, saying, well, it hasn't all exactly happened. So what do you say? What do you say to them?
Yeah, a few things. Well, the Harbingers have not stopped. And for those who don't know, in a nutshell, the Harbinger is an ancient mystery with the template of judgment that happened in the last days of ancient Israel when it was falling from God. And there were nine specific Harbingers that appeared in the land. Well, those same nine Harbingers have appeared in America. It has not stopped since the book came out. The warning of the Harbinger is that, you know, the nation of Israel, they rejected the signs that happened, and they headed to judgment. Well, that's exactly what has been happening to America. Since 9/11, America has not turned back to God. It has accelerated away from God. It is accelerating almost daily, the apostasy of America, in almost every way. And so the Harbinger has not stopped. The warning is that the nation, you know, unfortunately, I mean, I wish I could say that America woke up. It is not yet. I mean, we pray for revival, but we've been racing away from that, but the signs have not stopped. Since probably we last spoke, America has struck down the order of marriage in the Supreme Court. And, I mean, major things. We have continued to kill unborn children continuously. One of the things people don't realize, in the Harbinger, you actually, I will not go into the detail, but you actually have Donald Trump in there. This is years ago. I included that. I won't go into detail. We have an election right now where, in the Democratic side, the leader has said that we must change deep-seated religious beliefs. You know, must be changed so that abortion can increase. We are racing away from God. That's the exact template of the Harbinger. And as far as, no, just a note on the Shemitah, actually 2015 was the worst year for the stock stock market, this is the general pattern of the Shemitah, for those who know what that is, since the last Shemitah, 2008, it actually produced 20% of the worst crashes in world history, in the entire history of the stock market, was the worst year for making money since the Great Depression. So that pattern also held. You know, the basic warning is that we are a nation right now racing away from God, and it has not stopped. It accelerated. Unfortunately, that is the pattern of ancient Israel. I wish I could say it was not the case, but it is.
Well, we continue to ignore the warnings, and as you know, as demonstrated time and again, when you fall away from God, you're a little bit more willing to exchange the truth for a lie, and more America has been doing that, Jonathan.
The pattern is that they, you know, it says in the Bible that woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And we're watching a double phenomenon. As we are calling what is evil or sinful good, and we're celebrating it, at the same moment we're calling what is good or of God evil. But, you know, there's no, it's no accident that there's more and more talk of persecuting Christians, that to silence them, to throw them in jail, to boycott them. That's it. But that's also what happened in the last days of Israel. And the other thing is that, you know, I'll just give you a quick thing right now. You know, the in ancient Israel, in the Temple of the Harbinger, they were falling away from God. They were, as they threw out God, they were following Baal. Well, an interesting thing is that this month, in New York City, will be an arch that will be erected now. It was canceled, and now it's been revived. The arch from Syria that led to the Temple of Baal is being erected in New York City. That's never happened in our history. Even that is a sign. I mean, a false god, Baal of all gods.
Well, there are so many signs around if we have eyes to see, Jonathan, and this is why we appreciate you coming on. And, you know, for those that have eyes that are willing to be open, the truth is before us. It is not happening behind closed doors anymore. It's wide open here. Let's talk about your new book, The Book of Mysteries. Why now with The Book of Mysteries?
Well, I feel that, I believe that we are, believers are going to be going through a lot, and, you know, this is a very challenging time, and I wanted to, would like to do something to strengthen believers, to give them, to strengthen the church, to strengthen individuals, to be strong in the Lord, and by that is, you know, the Harbinger is the revealing of a mystery, you know, and so is the Shemitah. The Book of Mysteries is the uncovering, the unlocking of literally hundreds of mysteries of God, and what I believe I would like to do it as if you're opening a treasure chest with mysteries of God, the mysteries of the age, the mysteries of the end times, the mysteries of life, the mysteries of heaven, the mysteries really of our own existence, finding your destiny as well. It has everything from the hidden mysteries of the rabbis to the mysteries behind history, prophecy, and things deep to the heart. You know, from ancient ones to what is happening right now. So it is really, I'd want to do this as a treasure chest, so I believe that's what it is.
And somewhat similar to the Harbinger, it opens up with a guide, a counselor that helps you in unlocking these mysteries, right?
Yeah, I did it in, you know, I was led to return to the format of the Harbinger, that it opens up with a man, there's a narrative around it, but what's being revealed is real, there's a traveler or a pilgrim who encounters a man called the Teacher, and in the Harbinger was the man called the Prophet. He encounters him in the desert, and this Teacher takes him on a odyssey, in a sense, a journey through a year, and every day of that year, he opens up a new revelation or a mystery of God, and from takes them to mountaintops, to caverns, to the Chamber of Scrolls, Chamber of Books, to tent villages of the villagers in the desert. It's a whole odyssey, so the reader gets taken on this journey, and because it's a mystery every day, you know, there ends up being, you know, some of the blue mystery is like the record or the journal taken of the traveler, of the encounters and the teachings of the Teacher. But so because it's 300 365, it's a day every year. There's 365 teachings. So on the same time, the mystery for every day, it also, the Book of Mysteries becomes also as a devotional, but pretty much unlike other devotionals. But for every day, there's a mystery and an uncovering. And every day, there's a mission at the bottom, because it's not just to receive the mystery, it's to apply it to your life, and it can change your life. So there's
Jonathan, we got to go to break.
No,
we'll
good.
Be right back. We'll pick it up from there.
Okay.
Jonathan Kahn, The Book of Mysteries, more with Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month, which recognizes the 1 million plus blood cancer patients living in the U.S. as of 2012. There are several different types of blood cancer, and while some can be curable, others like multiple myeloma are not. Multiple myeloma is a blood cancer of the plasma cells, a type of white blood cell in the bone marrow. While incurable, Dr. Kenneth H. Shane from Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, Florida, said scientific advances in the past 10 years may have the potential to translate to improved outcomes for certain patients.
Over the past decade, researchers have found ways to exploit the vulnerabilities of multiple myeloma cells, including protein degradation and harnessing the body's immune system to fight this disease. As a physician treating patients with this disease, I have seen firsthand how advances such as these have helped transform multiple myeloma into a more manageable illness.
For more information on multiple myeloma research, visit www.myeloma.org. This report is brought to you by Amgen.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-6823. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-6823. Again, that's 1-800-962-6823.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Glad I met you in the summer.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We have Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. We are unlocking the Book of Mysteries. This is his latest book, and as Jonathan was explaining to us, it is laid out in a rather unique form. It really becomes in and of itself, Jonathan, which I thought was quite interesting, a devotional. So this is going to be a part of my new devotional reliance here, let me tell you.
It's on several levels, because you've got the story like the Harbinger, you've got the teachings, you've got the unveiling of mysteries every day, and then because it's one for every day, it becomes also, can be devotional. So you can read it one a day, you can read it, people are reading it, it just came out, it's coming out today.
Right.
It can be read right through, although it's almost like 365 books.
Yes.
There's so much in there. And it also can be read, you know, we're just looking for the different mysteries. So it can be it exists on all those levels. I'll give you a little, you know, some of the things that it has.
Give us a preview here.
You know,
yes.
Just a taste, and without, then I will get into some of them. But for instance, that thing's called the Seven Mysteries of Your Life. That there's appointed times, seven appointed mysteries that are from the Bible that mark the life of every believer, no matter what. There's something called the Mystery of the Secret Angels. I won't go into who they are, but it's something that I think will be very surprising. One of them is called How to Alter Your Past. Is that possible in the Bible? And it is. There's something called the Maccabean, one of the mysteries called the Maccabean Blueprint, and that is really probably the most detailed blueprint of the end times that God gave, that is so specific, and it's overlooked, but it's there. Something called, Melchizedek, one of the most mysterious persons in the Bible.
Yes.
One of the mysteries is called the Mystery of Melchizedek, but I think very surprising in it. Something called the Shabbat Mystery Code, or the Sabbath Mystery Code, and that is that in the synagogue, when the rabbis, they have the Sabbath, they don't realize it, but it actually, what they do actually foreshadows what is yet to come. And there's so much, and it's also about, it's not only the great mysteries, I believe, of God and of the age, and so much, I just mentioned a few, but also there are mysteries to really transform your life. And again, every mystery has a mission or an application for that day, but also it's about finding your calling and becoming strong in the Lord.
Well, that was quite interesting that you opened up the mysteries, the Book of Mysteries, with the mysteries of the temple.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and that is the, that is kind of one of the, there are kind of like streams throughout the book. And so it's not only that there are individual mysteries, but that there are those which build in themselves throughout the book at the beginning and at the end they come home. So it's kind of mysteries within mysteries. But there's so much with the temple. I'll give you just a few quick things on that. One is called, it's called the Hata'a. Now, you don't have to know what that is, but in the Bible, you know, there's a sacrifice called the sin offering. People have heard of that. But what people don't realize, in the original language in Hebrew, the word for the sin offering, it doesn't just mean the sin offering or the sacrifice for sin. The word literally means the sin. So the sin offering is called the sin because it actually becomes the sin and then it's killed. Well, the Bible says that Messiah is the sin offering. Yeshua, Jesus, is the sin offering. But in Hebrew, he's the Hata'a. That means he becomes sin. And there's actually, of course, a scripture that says he became sin for us. So actually becomes our sin. But what that tells us is the same word for sin offering is the same word for sin. So it means that your sin is called the Hata'a. But that's the same word for the sin offering, which is Jesus, which is Messiah. So what it means is, every sin that we have, Hata'a, bears the name of Jesus, the sin offering. So every sin you have has the name of Messiah on it, Hata'a. It's the same exact word, which means that every sin you do, if it has his name, it belongs to him already. If you keep it, if you hold on to it, you're in possession of stolen property. You got to give it over to him.
Wow.
So that's just one thing in the Hebrew. I'll give you another quick thing from the temple mysteries, and that is, you know, is it possible, you know, when in the Bible, you know, whenever God does a new thing, like when God raises up a new person, Joshua, there's always a transference. There's always a changing of the guard. Moses lays hands on Joshua. Elijah lays hands on Elisha. You know, the Messiah and the apostles. Well, you have a whole new covenant, so shouldn't there have been a changing of the guard? Shouldn't there have been a blessing from the old to the new? Could there have been someone who was that, who was representing the old and blessing? Well, there was. People don't realize that. There's a man that everybody knows, but they don't realize the mystery behind him, who was actually represents the priesthood of Israel. He was born of the Aaronic priesthood on his father and mother's side. His birth was announced in the temple at during the priesthood ministry. He was the priest of priests, and that is the one we know as John the Baptist. John the Baptist is really the high priest of Israel. They had a corrupt priesthood, but he was God's priest. The priest was in charge of washing the people of their sins, and the priest was actually in charge of bathing the of dipping the people in water, baptism, actually in the Leviticus. So what we don't realize that what's the meeting about where Messiah Jesus comes to the Jordan? That's the changing of the guards. That's the old blessing the new. It's the old priesthood blessing the new priesthood. It's the changing the guards, and that's why Messiah Jesus' ministry begins at the Jordan, because it's the moment of the transference. And there's so much to that. It's even linked to the mystery of Melchizedek, but it's just filled. There's no end to the mysteries of God.
Well, I want to go back to what you mentioned earlier in terms of Jesus becoming sin, and that idea that at that moment when Jesus took on all the sin and became the sin offering, that God turned his back on him, and how that crushed Jesus at that moment.
I mean, you know, there's all these things. I mean, there's so much. We're just touching on the sacrifices. It's exactly what happened. Every sacrifice foreshadows that. It had to be that way. That's exactly what happened. I'll throw something in with this. You know, he's the Yom Kippur sacrifice. On Yom Kippur, one of the mysteries is called the double. And that is, before the sacrifice could be lifted up, you had to have this ritual that the priest took two goats, and one goat was to be released into the wilderness. That's the scapegoat. The other goat was to be sacrificed to the Lord. That was the sin offering. The thing, the rabbi said that actually, in the time of Jesus, the two goats had to look identical, so you couldn't tell them apart. Well, here's the mystery. And when before Messiah was lifted up as a sacrifice, this had to be performed. So that's why you have the priest put him, Messiah, and you have two men and another man, Barabbas, stood before the people, just as they did on Yom Kippur with the two goats. One had to be chosen to escape, and the other to be the sin offering. And that was Messiah and Barabbas. But the thing is, they had to be identical. Now, I'm not saying they had to look alike, but here's the thing. People don't realize, even with Barabbas, there's a mystery. We think, okay, Barabbas is a criminal, of course. But that's all that people know. But that's just a Greek. His real name was a Hebrew name, is Baraba. Baraba, you know, Jesus is the son of the Father. Barabbas means the son of the Father.
Son of the right, exactly. Wow.
And so that because we of course are Barabbas, and because he died for us, we escape. We are the ones who escape, and we become also sons, children of the Father.
Our conversation with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn continues. Thank you for joining us. We open up the Book of Mysteries. This is his latest book, and I will tell you, throughout the reading, you will have, as the Old Testament refers to, Selah moments, where it will cause you to ponder and meditate, and rightfully so. Our conversation continues on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a try, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Yeah, we're happy. Da 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 da.
Into the mystery.
Yeah. Da 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 da. All right, all da right. Da da da.
America, Bill Martinez here. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us, and it's also an honor and pleasure to have Rabbi Jonathan Kahn with us. We're talking about his latest book, The Book of Mysteries. Jonathan, last time, before we went to break, we were just talking about the significance of the symbolism. I mean, God doesn't do things by accident. Everything that comes from God is significant, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's no end to it, and the Bible, this book is as deep as its author. There's no end to the Bible. There's no end to the mysteries of God. There's so much there, whether we see it or not. That's one thing. But one of the reasons I wrote the Book of Mysteries is for that. Is that there is just no end. My thing is, how do I get this all into something? There's so much to it that there's just everything God does. I mean, He's amazing. And he's been doing it from the beginning of time. He never stops.
Well, yeah, I mean, your jaws are in perpetual open in awe, and you just, with each revelation and, you know, each cord that you pull to open up another mystery, I mean, it is incredible. Like, for example, probably one of the most beautiful of divine mysteries is the mystery of the bride and groom that you write about in the Book of Mysteries. Break that down, if you would.
Yeah, and this is one of them where there's a stream where throughout the book, you'll have mystery upon mystery that comes to its conclusion at the end that builds. And this is where, and the teacher here for this one takes the disciple, takes it to a village, a tent village of desert dwellers, and they're actually living as if they were living in Bible times. So you're actually going to witness the Hebrew marriage. And this is the, one of the most beautiful mysteries is the whole Bible it goes around this. The mystery of the Hebrew marriage, and I'll just say it in a nutshell. You know, it's that you cannot have the marriage until something happens, and that is that the bridegroom has to make a journey from his house or his village to the house of the bride in order for there to be a marriage, no matter what. Doesn't matter where she lives, he's got to go to her house. And there he pledges himself to her, covenants with her, if she says yes, and gives her a treasure, which is called the mohar, that sets her free. Then he returns to his house and prepares a place for her. While the two of them prepare for each other, they're separated, they're considered husband and wife, they're separated for a long period of time, and then comes the wedding day when he makes a second journey, and this time in celebration, dressed as a king, and she's dressed as a queen, and he takes her, and they're lifted up by their friends and carried away in this great procession to his house that he's prepared for, and that's a very quick nutshell. But here's the amazing thing. As according to the mystery, the bridegroom has to make a journey from his house to the house of the bride. Well, 2,000 years ago, God is the bridegroom. We are the bride. We were born to be the bride if we're not. And so, according to the mystery, he has to make a journey. The bridegroom has to make a journey from his house to her house. 2,000 years ago, God the bridegroom journeyed from heaven, his house, to our house, earth. And here, he pledged himself. He offered up the treasure, which was his own life. That is the bridal price to set us free. And he covenants with her. They actually shared a cup of wine together. You think of communion. Then the bridegroom has to go back to his house. And so Messiah said, I have to go. But the bridegroom had to prepare a place for the bride. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. And so the two are separated. He's there. We're here. But we're engaged. And there's so much more to this. But then will come the time when he makes a second journey, a second coming. And he'll come in glory. The bridegroom comes this time to take us into his house, into the kingdom of God, when we'll be home. That's just an idea. There's so much, but that is just, the whole Bible is this mystery.
Exactly. What a mind blow here, Jonathan, as you unfold this. And, you know, for you, having the traditions of the Jewish heritage and upbringing and now see this come to application, this just has to blow your mind. I mean, it blows mine at my level, but for you to be raised with this, and I mean, I was raised a Catholic, and so there's some of these things that I have understanding, but you and being raised Jewish and understanding all these different cultural connections in that, wow. Unbelievable.
I think, Bill, it's part of the plan of the end times that, you know, the faith began in Israel. It's Jewish. It's for everybody. You actually become Jewish when you get born again. But I think one of the mysteries is that in the end is that he's bringing the Jewish people back. He's bringing the church back to its roots. And so he's bringing all these riches back that is kind of reserved for the end times. Like, we had one part of the puzzle piece, the church had the other part, and now we're together. I think kind of a sign of him coming back again.
Yeah, and coming back for those that are ruled by God, right? I mean, that's what this was all about. The children of Israel leaving Egypt, it was a clear delineation between those that said, I don't need God, and those that said, I want to be ruled by God. It is a direct and conscious choice that we all, you know, have the opportunity to make, right?
Yeah, and that is, another reason is for that, Bill, is that also these are the end times. One of the phenomena of the end times, and I get into end time mysteries as well, but one of the phenomena is polarization, that the dark gets darker, but the light has to get brighter. And so it's a real separation. And so this is to strengthen God's people as well. So, you know, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the mystery of the eighth day. This caught my attention when we talk about the mystery of the eighth day.
Yeah, well, this is one of the most mysterious mysteries, I can say that, that even the rabbis don't even understand it. I'll just say this. There's one day in the Bible that God gave that is so mysterious that even the rabbis don't even know what it is. It's called the eighth day, or it's called the gathering of the eighth day. It's the very last day of the sacred year. And we'll just say this, that the eight, you know, you have seven is the number of completion, as we know, and the Sabbath and seven, and everything's finished, complete. So what's the eighth day? The eighth day represents what happens after the end. It's what happens afterwards. It's the number that goes beyond numbers. It speaks of the day of eternity. It's the day of beyond this life. And in fact, not only that, if you look at the Bible, it's kind of, look at Revelation, filled with seven trumpets, but then the last two chapters are about the eighth day. It's interesting, you know, we think, you know, Jesus rose on the first day of the week, but the first day was also the eighth day. You know, the resurrection is the eighth day, which is to break the power of the old, is to live beyond. And there's actually a way to live in the eighth day now, in the spirit. And I won't go into it, but there are some amazing things that happen on this thing called the eighth day. It has to do with the opening and closing of scrolls, and which all are revelations of what is yet to come. And, you know, there's a lot of the mysteries in the Book of Mysteries has to do with heaven, but living even in a heavenly life now. I'll tell you just a quick thing, and that is that, you know, one of the symbols for the Spirit is, of course, oil, the anointing of oil. In Hebrew, the word for oil is shemen. Shemen actually is linked to the number eight, which is crazy, but it's true. Wow. Because what is it? The Spirit is to give the power to live beyond the old, beyond, to break through, to transcend, to live beyond, to live in heaven now. You know? And that's how we can. And that's actually, think about it, every believer pretty much meets, we think, on Sunday, but Sunday's the eighth day. We are children of the eighth day. So one of the mysteries that's unlocked is how to live in that now.
Wow, very cool. Well, you know, the other thing that comes to mind, you take the number eight and you put it sideways, and it's the number for infinity, right? The symbol?
Absolutely.
So what does that say? Most incredible. We're talking with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn about his new book, The Book of Mysteries, as we continue to unfold them. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Stand down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, in our conversation with Jonathan Kahn and his brand new book, The Book of Mysteries, continues. Jonathan caused a national and international stir with his New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of America's future. He's been called the prophetic voice of this generation. He's addressed members of Congress and the United Nations. He leads the Jerusalem Center, Beth Israel in Wayne, New Jersey, is president of Hope of the World and outreach to peoples throughout the world. And now we have his just released Book of Mysteries that we're discussing, which reveals, you know, many things in a very different and unique way. Jonathan, tell us what this Book of Mysteries will do for our listeners.
Lovely. First, it will open up to see really just how amazing God is, how amazing the Word of God is, how amazing His workings are, how there's no end to the wonders, no end to the mysteries that actually affect our life. Actually, you know, not only or finding some of the deep mysteries of the age, and but also the mysteries of your life, ultimately, you know, because that's the ultimate thing is, you know, God is the answer to the mystery of our life. And even as believers, we often don't really always know where we're going or what God's will is. And part of it is because every day, not only is there a new mystery, but there is an application, and that to be done that day, that actually will unlock that for your life. And so several of the mysteries I would link to destiny and finding your destiny in God and finding God's exact will for your life. So that as well. Plus, if someone is, it doesn't matter if you've been a believer for years, if you're a pastor or you just came to the Lord, it's really for everybody. And on top of that, if even for unsaved people, this can open up their heart. heart and their mind, even unsaved Jewish people, unsaved everybody people, or just people who are religious, you know, nominal Christian, but this can open them up for that. And the other thing is that they actually, even for unbelievers, there's actually a call to salvation in it, because at the very end, the disciple writes about his encounter, how, you know, because the man who's being shown this actually comes to the Lord during the course of the year. You don't know when, but at the end, he says how. And so it's also even for unbelievers as well.
Jonathan, still the number one question for humanity: who am I? Why am I here?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And it's not that, you know, even believers are asking that, Lord, what are you doing? Where am I going? What am I, you know? So it's not only the great mysteries of everything, of the age of life, everything has to be ultimately from God and to us. We got to take it personally, and that's what I'm seeking to do. So not only, you know, to reveal these things, but that it's taken personally, and that we can find truly the mystery of our life. There's a thing I'll give just a quick thing on. You know, like how to find God's destiny. How do you fight for your life? How do you find God's perfect will? Which way do I go? Do I go here? Do I go there? You know, which is God's will? I'll tell you one of them, which is kind of a different kind of mystery. The teacher takes the disciple to a mountain, and a big mountain, and he says, you know, on the top there's something waiting for you. I won't go to the deal, but there's something you have to find on the top. You have to get to the very peak, the very top, the exact spot. But you have to go in, and the disciple says, well, how do I know which one? There's all these paths that go up, and they go this way and that way. He says, oh, that's the whole thing. You'll have to find it. So he goes up, tries to go on one path, switches on this path, ends up getting dark, ends up coming farther away from the top. He's descending the mountain. He calls out for help. The teacher takes him to the bottom and explains the answer. How to find God's will and destiny for your life. He said, here's the thing. You know, we're all heading ultimately, you know, in the Bible, whenever you go to Jerusalem, you had to go up. It always says Jesus went up to Jerusalem because it's on the mountains. So every time you go to Jerusalem, in Hebrew it's called Aliyah. It's the upward journey, the Psalms of going up. It's always upward. And so, and we are, if we're believers, we are heading to Jerusalem. We're heading to New Jerusalem. So our whole life has to be an upward journey. And the key of finding God's will, you may not know which path to go on. Do I go right? Do I go left? The key direction is up. Every day you have a chance. You have to make it Aliyah. Every day you have an opportunity to go upward or downward. You have choices every day to go with the spirit, go with the flesh, go with selfishness, go with God. Every day you have that choice. Always take the higher step. And you don't have to know exactly where God's leading you. But if you always do that, you take the higher step, you are going to get to the mountaintop. You're going to get to the very top no matter what. No matter where you start on that mountain, you're going to get to that part. It's not, if you were looking from heaven down, it would be like you're at the outside of a circle. You're going to get to the exact middle point where God's will is for your life. You're going to intersect the exact path. So even that, you will find your destiny by simply going, keeping one thing in mind, make your Aliyah, go upward every day. You're not going to miss it.
Oh, I love that. You know, Jonathan, in the Harbinger, you brought us the mystery of the Shemitah, and now we have the mystery of the Shemika.
Yes.
Explain the difference now.
Okay, big difference. Okay, here in a nutshell, and we just can touch on these things. That is this, that before the sacrifice had to be offered up by the priest. Well, who offered up Jesus? It was the Sanhedrin, but that was the priesthood. It was no accident that they are the ones who offered him to be killed, to be sacrificed. Mm-hmm. But before a sacrifice of sin could be offered up, something had to be performed called the Shemicha. Okay, the Shemicha was this. The priest or the offerer had to lay hands on the head of the sacrifice, had to put his palm on the head, and could become one with the sacrifice, and confess over the sacrifice his sins. So it was like transferring your sacrifice transferring your sins onto the sacrifice. It was called the Shemicha. Then the sacrifice could die for the sins. So Messiah, the sacrifice, could this have happened? The answer is yes. If you read carefully, what it says is Messiah was taken to the priest, and then what happened? It says after they pronounced the judgment, it says they buffeted him, his face with their hands. They all placed their hands on his head, on the head of, that's the Shemicha. And it says specifically in the Greek, it says the palms of their hands. And not only that, you would have to confess your sin onto the sacrifice. Well, did that happen? Yes. What did they do when they did that? They pronounced the sin of blasphemy upon him. They said he was guilty. He wasn't guilty of blasphemy. They were guilty of blasphemy. And they were the priests. They were confessing the sins of man, but man as God. They were confessing that unto him, and only after that could he be offered up. And listen, what does that have to do with each of us? Not only is God performed this mikha, he put our sins upon him, but when you, every time someone gets saved, when we get saved, we are performing the smicha. We are placing, in a sense, our hands on his head, and we're saying, Jesus, you died for my sins. You have my sins, you died, and by that, I am saved. And we still, every day, there is a way to perform the smicha and to be set free every day.
You know, Jonathan, you write that there's something hidden in every translation of the Bible. And so tell us about the Hebrew mysteries and divine pluralities. What do you mean by that?
Yes, there's so much here. I'll touch on one little thing here. You don't see it in your English translation, but there's, and this is one of the reasons for the Book of Mysteries. There's so much there in that's there in the original language. And here's, I'll give you an example. There are certain words that appear in the Hebrew that you can never say singular, and they should be singular, but they're never singular. They're always, they don't, it makes no sense, but there's a mystery to it. For instance, we think of, you know, God has mercy. Well, the answer in Hebrew is he doesn't have mercy. He has only, the word is rachamim, and the noun form of mercy. So it doesn't say mercy in the Hebrew, in the Bible. It says mercies. God doesn't just have mercy for you. No. He has mercies, rachamim. And that means, and the word for sin is singular, but the word for his mercy and his love is plural, which says no matter how much sin you have, there's always far more mercy than he has to cover your sin. There's no end to his mercies. And you find this mystery, there's certain key words, including, by the way, the word of God himself, in the greatest mystery. It's not God, it's Elohim, the very first word for God, which is plural. Now, there's only one God, but what it's telling you is God is so awesome, so amazing, there's no end to God. There's no end to his love. There's no end to his joy. There's no end to his awesomeness. That's why in one of the mysteries, says, why do we have eternity in heaven? Why is heaven eternal? Why do we have eternal? Because eternity, that's how long it takes to know God. So it never ends.
Wow.
It never ends.
Exactly.
And the Book of Mysteries never ends. It ends with a kind of an unending ending.
Very cool. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to be blessed in such a special, incredible way. Once again, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn has given us a gift and insight with his latest book, The Book of Mysteries. Jonathan, we got about a minute left. I want you to tie this up in such a way. I want people to know the book is available now at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jonathan, I'll give you the last minute to summarize as best we can here, because this book is so rich and there's so much to it.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. Yeah, I believe, and it's all about the Lord. I believe people will be blown away, and the most important thing is we need to be strong now and never stop seeking God. There's more. There's new. That's the point. There's no end. And God, God says, call to me and I will answer you to show you great and mighty things you know not of. And that's it. Don't stop seeking and you won't stop finding. And it's not just, about this book. You can get it anywhere, of course, as you said, but I believe you're going to love it. But the most important thing is never stop seeking. God has more for you, but seek him with all your heart and you'll find.
Jonathan Kahn, he was the one that caused the national, international stir with his New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger, and he's doing it again, ladies and gentlemen, with his brand new book, The Book of Mysteries. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn on Bill Martinez. Jonathan, thank you so much. God bless.
Enjoy. God bless you, Bill.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of One Life. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.